This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Happy Saturday. Woo-wee! 5 minutes past the hour on this beautiful Saturday. We kind of got some cooler weather here in Las Vegas. It's starting to finally feel like fall. It's the end of September. You would think, you know, we'd start to get some, you know, leaves falling. But we got a lot of cacti out here. So, you know, sometimes the thorns start to fall down. But we finally got some decent weather. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we have some real awesome high school football. People wouldn't think. But the Gales were playing St. John Bosco yesterday. And, I mean, phenomenal game. If you guys ever want to watch real, real good high school football, it was aired on ESPN. These guys did awesome. I mean, they were great. And you guys have been great. You guys have been wishing me a happy new year, right? You know, it's the Jewish New Year. Yay! Yeah, you know, we Jews kind of know how to rock it. You know, we're rocking like it's what, 57, 45? I don't even know the Jewish year. But you know what? You know, it's interesting. You know, I pray, you know, as much as I can. I don't go to a temple as often as I should. I should go to temple a lot. But, you know, I think I know why I don't go to temple. It's very anxiety-provoking to go to church or temple and pray. I didn't realize how stressful it was. All right. Now, I don't know about you all and your all religions, but in our religion, there's a lot of movement when you pray. You know, you have to stand up and you sit down. Stand up and sit down. And most of the service is not done in English. It's done in Hebrew. Now, I should know a lot of Hebrew from my father, but I picked up Spanish a lot easier than I did Hebrew. So, you know, I find myself kind of faking the words, you know, because I don't want to look like I don't know, you know, what I'm talking about. Now, so sometimes you have to sing the songs, you know. You know, so I'm like making up some of the words, you know, like, you know, acting like I know what I'm saying. And then, or you do the mumble. Amen. You know, like, yeah, amen. That was a good one, you know. And like, you didn't even say the right word, you know, and, you know, sometimes I, you know, go alone, and sometimes I'm there with the family, and it's frustrating, because there's all these little things that could go on that can kind of up your anxiety. So, like, for example, you know, you go and you find a place to sit. You don't really have assigned seating, right? So you find a place to sit, and, you know, you bring your purse, and you put your purse down, right? And then you have to get up, you know, as soon as, you know, if you aren't on service on time, a lot of times you're coming in the middle of service. You got to get up, you got to sit down, you got to get up, you got to sit down. Okay, so you're up, and then you sit down. And a lot of times getting up and sitting down, you lose fact where your seat was. Okay, then you sit down, everybody sits down, you know, you're like, oh, wait a second, is this where was my original seat? Because all of a sudden another prayer comes up, and you get up and you stand up, you're like, oh, okay, you know, you sit down, okay, now you notice that your purse is like, you know, a couple seats away on the ground. Now, if everybody's sitting, you're not really supposed to stand up and go walk around and try to get your purse. So, like, okay, maybe I should wait till everybody stands, but you're not supposed to stand and walk around, because that's usually when it's the very, very fancy prayers, like the Shema and things like that. It's a rally, right? You know, so you're not supposed to be standing, running around, trying to find a purse. All right, so now you're like, okay, well, what do I do? You know, here's the purse. It's already like three seats down. It's all the way over there. What do I do? So you're trying to figure out, they're like, you know what? After this next standing, right as everybody's about to sit, I'll pretend like I'm sitting slow, and I'll kneel forward. I'll kind of bend forward, and then I'll try to sneak. Now, what happened the other day was by the time I realized, you know, to do that, and I already had it all planned out. I went to get over three more seats back to my original seat. Some older women sat down in my original seats. So now you have some older women in front of where my purse was. Now, I don't think they're going to steal anything, but now I'm trying to figure out in the middle of prayers how I could kind of reach my hand down in between their legs to go and grab my purse that's down there between their feet. Now, one of them accidentally kicks my purse. Now, the purse flips to the side, and things start to roll out of it. So now you got tampons, all sorts of stuff starting to roll down because, you know, the temple, you know, the floor is at an angle. So now things are starting to roll underneath, you know, the rows in front of you. Okay, so we're still trying to pray, ma la ga la, and I'm like, yeah, ma la ga la 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 la, right? All that while I'm looking, and I got these old women by my purse is down, things have fallen out, I'm losing the tampon, my makeup is rolling out, I need to get my purse. Okay, so finally I might check with this. Okay, I know we're in the middle of prayer, but I gotta get my purse. I cannot relax and pray while my purse is there. So I'm like, excuse me, ma'am, can I get my purse? What? You know, old women can't hear. I need my purse. What, your pocketbook? Shh. Everybody in temple always shh, shh, shh. We're praying. I know you're praying. I got that. I know you're praying. I need my purse, okay? It's not a pocketbook and I have my purse. Where's your purse? I don't know where my purse is. It's by your feet. You kicked it. Now there's stuff in the rows ahead. Is this your purse? Okay, now the rabbi's looking over because there's all this commotion in a row. You know, and he's like looking in the middle of prayer. So, you know, what are you doing? You know, and the old woman goes, she's accusing me of stealing her purse. I'm like, no, rabbi, I am not accusing anybody. I just want my purse so I can go back and pray. But all of a sudden now we're back to standing up. Then you got to stand up again. Now, in between all of this, okay, I have like a donut hole pillow. You know, one of those inflatable pillows that's really good for hemorrhoids or coccyx pain. So now my hemorrhoid pillow keeps falling off. I don't know what row I'm in. I'm not in my original seat. I don't have my purse. All this stuff is flown. And now I'm feeling guilty that I haven't even prayed. So now I'm like, okay, you know what? I just got to wait for the service to end. When does the service end? So you ask. You go, do you know how much longer the service is? Shh. We're praying. Shh. We're praying. Okay, so I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous. And there's no clock anywhere. And you're not allowed to check your phone. Have you guys ever tried to check your phone while you're in church or temple? Oh, my gosh. Because somebody's always looking at you from across the room. Looking all mad at you that you're checking your phone. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta check my phone because I gotta know what time it is because I gotta get up and get my purse. We're praying. I know. We're praying. So anyway, it's a very, very difficult, anxiety-provoking thing. So that's why I usually pray at home because it's just too difficult to get through. Way too difficult. All right. So we're going to move on because we've got a lot of medical news. We should talk about anxiety. Speaking of which, Eric Holder, we heard about his resignation this week. Family is saying it's because of medical problems. We're going to talk about that. Then a quarter of Americans are not working. A quarter of Americans. And if you're going to get your gallbladder taken out, do it in the morning. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House chicken stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to, I know, yeah, Scott got in trouble. Yeah, they put him on the Dr. Dolly Show. I know, he's in the doghouse. Poor boy. Poor boy, that's okay. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. I know, whoever gets in trouble at that network has to work my show. And then a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. We know you got a lot of other choices out there. There's a lot of other choices. You know, you guys could just stop and, you know, watch some Honey Boo Boo or whatever. But the fact that you stop and you listen to my show, you know, is really way cool. I honestly really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there's reports here that Eric Holder quit because of his health, and that his wife's an obstetrician gynecologist, ordered him to leave his job. Okay, apparently he had to be rushed by an ambulance fast and furiously to a Washington, D.C. Okay, so I'll behave. To Washington, D.C. hospital February after he felt faint and having shortness of breath. Okay, because of this back in February, now, end of September, he's leaving office. Political Magazine reported on Thursday that under pressure from his wife, Sharon Malone, who's an OB-GYN, Holder decided to make the jump now before, I guess, you know, midterm elections and, you know, more investigation into, you know, his tenure, his term. I've never been married to a gynecologist. I've never dated a gynecologist. But being a wife of my husband and being a family practice doc who does do gynecology, men are afraid of women. Okay. I don't know if really people think this is kind of baloney, you know, that the wife told him, you know, that he had to leave, you know, in light of everything and the judge wanting, you know, or the congressional hearing, you know, wanting to look deeper into, you know, what happened with Fast and Furious and everything else. You know, I really think this is the truth. If you're married to an obstetrician gynecologist and it's a woman OB-GYN and she tells you to do something, you do it. All right? Yeah, I understand it's illegal to hit and it's illegal to, shoot your spouse, etc. But there is no law about taking a vaginal speculum or an endoscope, right, and applying it to your spouse. There's no law right now that I know of. So if he is scared of her and her speculums that she's probably, you know, holstering to her hips, he is probably going to quit. I really think this. Okay, now, him feeling faint and short of breath and having to go to the hospital, what was that? I don't know. You know, a lot of people feel faint. A lot of people have shortness of breath. Okay, you know, could have been pneumonia, could have been asthma, could have been a heart condition, could have been a panic attack. Maybe he had a panic attack. We don't really get to talk too much about our politicians' medical problems because some people don't care, and other people do care, but they almost care too much. But I really think this is the truth. I think he is really scared of his wife, and it has nothing to do with politics because his wife is probably pretty fast and furious. All right, next story. A woman's skirt size can predict risk of breast cancer. Our skirt size. I am not going to reveal my skirt size, but let me just say they sell them at Bed Bath & Beyond. I'll behave. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is the Rush Limbaugh Show. I don't want to get fired. Women who gain weight, all right, obviously are more prone to breast cancer. But now a new study is looking at their tushies and their skirt size. Now, of course, the skirt size, whenever you buy a skirt, it has nothing to do with the tushy. Okay, you know, that's why we women like skirts. But where we get frustrated with the skirt is the skirt has to hug nicely onto your waist. So I'll walk into a store and I'll look at a size 5 skirt in the junior section. And I'm like, look, I could stretch this material out. I could stretch it and it'll completely cover my butt. Yeah, but try to get it over my shoulders or try to get my legs in there. And yet, no, it won't work. So, especially with thunder thighs over here. So, anyway. Okay, so body fat causes more estrogen. Estrogen fuels breast tumors. That's where the correlation is. Researchers analyzed data from a group of approximately 93,000 women. They looked up their skirts. Most of the women were overweight, middle-aged, and they lived in the UK. The data was compiled over a period of 3 years and included the subject's general health, skirt size, and cancer status. Researchers were able to see that ab-libbing. Apparently I'm in trouble now for ab-libbing because I'm adding too many phrases in there that people don't want to hear. Researchers were able to see that the factor that better predicted a risk for, boy, they're making this boring, breast cancer was the subject's skirt size. Women who increased the skirt size within a period of 10 years between the ages of 25 and 65 had a 33% higher breast cancer chance after menopause. Wait a second. What? If we increase one skirt size within a period of 10 years, We have a third higher chance of breast cancer if we increase two sizes. A 77% chance. Who the hell? Yeah, I mean, oh my gosh, I've had two babies. My weight's gone up and down. I'm screwed. How do you, are there any women, are you guys out there where you could wear the same size skirt? If you're in your 30s, you could, well, no, you know what, hold the phone. I was pretty much the same size in my 30s as in my 20s. In my 40s is when everything just went kaput. Yeah, we're called, yeah, minion type kaput. You know what, I think there could be some truth to this. But that's kind of scary. The size of the skirt alone, they say, might seem like a silly thing to associate with breast cancer, but it was a fun research study for the researchers. See, I don't know. I don't know. This really depresses me. Number one, I'm depressed about my skirt size. And number two, I'm depressed that it has to do with, you know, I'll just do the Angelina Jolie thing. You know, it got her a movie. Okay, why don't we do that? Let's move on. That's really depressing. Okay, let's talk about something a little bit less depressing. 1/4 of Americans don't have a job. Really? Say 1/4 of Americans in the prime of their working lives are out of a job. This data was published. I'm about to be out of a job. I tell you, if I don't make this show better, like fast. Data published by the Senate Budget Committee revealed the extent of unemployment in the United States, saying 28.9 million of U.S. citizens aged 25 to 54. That's why I think the U.S. citizens that are out of a job, because we're giving our jobs to non-citizens. 28.9 million U.S. citizens aged 25 to 54 are out of a job, 23.2% of total working Americans. All right? This is a 3.5 million increase compared to 2007. Now, remember, we had the recession. We had a lot of unemployment. Now more people are getting jobs. Okay? But you could have a part-time job and still be considered working. Okay? This isn't telling us how many are full-time jobs and how much aren't, this particular piece of paper that I have in front of me. All right? They see the rate difference from the Department of Labor's official unemployment figure of 6.1% because the budget committee figures, but whoever's doing the budget committee, they're probably using more math and they're probably using more spreadsheets and numbers because, you know, that's what they do. They do budgets. They also include people who have been unemployed so long that they no longer count as part of the labor force. Yeah, if you aren't working for X amount of time, then you're not even counted as part of the labor force. Okay, so what does that mean for you and I? Well, it means, you know, if we do have a job, we need to help support those that don't. Okay, and I say we need to. Okay, we're Americans. We take care of our own. However, if people are choosing to not have a job, I'm going to sharpen my boot. Because that's ridiculous. Okay? I mean, I gotta support my family. I gotta support my community. I gotta support my temple. I gotta support my patients. Okay? I gotta support my saggy breasts. I got a lot of things I gotta support. And there's only so much we can do. Alright? And we're still have 1/4 of people not working. Alright? I promised everybody I was not gonna talk about Obamacare all hour today. Okay, so we're not going to talk about, there's no reason to talk about Obamacare. Why would I bring up Obamacare and job loss? I specifically promised that I was not going to bring up Obamacare and how Obamacare has ruined the economy and how it's ruined medicine and how it's fueling the unemployment. There's no reason for me to bring up Obamacare. What we're going to do is this hour completely not talk about how Obamacare is involved in any of the bad news that I have to talk about on today's show. There's no reason to. Okay, are we all good with that? We're not going to talk about Obamacare? Okay. All right, we're coming up on break. When we come back, all right, this was an interesting one. Okay, apparently 70% of young oncologists are getting burned out of their jobs. Wow. Young oncologists are pretty sexy, too. And then daytime may be better for gallbladder removal, as opposed to middle of the night at 3 a.m. waking our butts up. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so daytime may be better for gallbladder removal. Apparently, there's a study for everything. And they say patients who require gallbladder removal are more likely to have a minimally invasive procedure if they have the surgery during the daytime rather than at night. Oh, really? This is groundbreaking. I know, I was surprised. The study also found that it is safe for patients who arrive at the hospital at night to wait until the next day for surgery. Now, what type of minimally invasive surgery? They're talking about the laparoscopic cholecystectomy. This was just coming out and getting in vogue when I was a student. I had learned how to do the cholecystectomy where you take out the gallbladder the old-fashioned way, where you just, you know, cut. And then all of a sudden they come out with the laparoscopically where they use the cameras and the ports. Now, I didn't like it, okay, because I like to cut. Give me a scalpel. Let me make the incision. Let me go in, find the gallbladder, get both hands in there, scoop it out, tie the stuff off that has to get tied off, take it out, take my racket, smack it over to the surgical nurse, sew everything up, and be done. Then they have these ports and these cameras, and everybody's like, oh, this is cool, because now, you know, less scarring for the patients. They get to go home that day. Like, really, they get to go home that day? I was like, oh, that's cool. But I was like, this is weird, working with a camera, and you're watching the TV screen while you're doing it. Now, surgeons learned how to do it. And I remember trying to go, nah, just give me the scalpel, please. They're like, no. And I'm like, look, I could go in there and cut it. I could just cut it out and let me just do it the old-fashioned way. No, we have to. So I didn't particularly like doing the laparoscopic because it was just very weird for me to watch a TV camera while, you know, going through the trocars and using my little instruments through those tubes that we put into the body. Even though you could do it and it's easier, it just, to me, it's kind of more fun to go in and sew and cut and all that other good stuff, even though you do get to do a little of that. All right, but anyway, however, me in the middle of the night, you don't even want to be around. You do not want me to be anywhere near you in the middle of the night. So I'm not shocked that people do better during the day. It is one of the most common abdominal surgeries right now in the United States. You have that little video camera, according to drugs.com. Special surgical tools are inserted through small incisions in the abdomen. Oh, they make it sound a lot more scientific than I do. All right, as opposed to the invasive open cholecystectomy that I was discussing. Okay, anyway, so they found that patients who underwent the surgery during normal working hours, after everybody took their union break, were more likely to have the minimally invasive surgical procedure than those undergoing the procedure at night. Because during nighttime is when people had more invasive gallbladder removal. Apparently, they looked at 1,100 patients who underwent that, all right, and blah, blah, blah. They looked at both types of surgeries, and what they did is they actually looked up and looked at the time on the clock. And they found that the time on the clock, all right, seemed to correspond with daytime, all right, and they had to make accounts for when it was nighttime and make sure when they put the time on the clock, they probably changed it to military time. I'm a lot more comfortable with military time. It's 2,200 hours, 2,400 hours. I knew exactly what the time was. Anyway, so what does that mean? Well, how I interpret this is don't go to the hospital when you have a bad gallbladder because if, God forbid, you have something really wrong, they may not be able to go in and do it laparoscopically. They're going to have to do it the old-fashioned way. Same thing with appendix. So if you think you're having an issue, go and get checked before the issue blows up in your face or blows up in the doctor's face. It's very simple, all right? You know, very, very simple, all right? Now, some of you will ask me, Dr. Dahlia, when, and they do. They go, Dr. Dahlia, exactly. That's how they ask, Dr. Dahlia. And I'm like, yeah, please don't ask me that hard question. When should I get my gallbladder taken out? I go, you know, when the insurance authorizes it. No. I mean, when do I know I need the gallbladder taken out? Well, I guess if you're having pain, if you've been evaluated and you have a sluggish gallbladder that's not squirting out the bile like it's supposed to, if it's ridden with stones and you want to make yourself a necklace, there's a variety of ways, you know. But unfortunately, a lot of you go in and you get your gallbladder taken out when you have fever, when you're turning jaundiced, when you're feeling really sick, when you're having a slew of pain because you have impacted gallstone. All right, now maybe you're going into a pancreatitis because of the gallstone impacting the ducts. At that point, that's not the best time to go. I mean, go. Don't, you know, stay home because Dolly said it's not the best time. But that's when it's not going to be the most opportune. So if you want opportune, you need to fine-tune the time you go to get it done. I know. This is why I'm not a surgeon. I wish I could be a surgeon. I love surgery. All right. 70% of young cancer doctors are showing signs of burnout. 70%. Authors of the study believe that even though oncology is an extremely rewarding career, it has many challenges that a doctor faces. Yeah, you always wonder how somebody dealing with terminal patients gets paid. I don't mean to joke about that, but, you know, you wonder. Okay, that's, you know, I mean, it's very hard to bill somebody. But then again, there's a lot of incentive for you to do good by that patient, right? A group of researchers with the European Society of Medical Oncology conducted the survey. The researchers were able to get responses from 595 oncologists who didn't say, go blow it up your butt and leave me alone, in 41 European countries. These guys were all under 40 years old. The study found that about 84% of oncologists located in Central Europe reported fatigue related to their career. All right? Now, what about American oncologists? I don't know. I don't think we have a survey of American oncologists, but I'm going to tell you right now. All right? Let me just tell you right now. There is burnout across all the specialties. I could probably pick up the phone and call any number of doctors right now, and they all say, yeah, I'm getting burned out. I'm getting burned out. Okay? Being in medicine is not a very easy job. And there's a lot of things, you know. And I don't want you guys to say boo-hoo for me, okay? You know, luckily for me, I have really cool patients. I joke with my patients. And if anybody really depresses me, I just, you know, refer them somewhere else, you know. So I try to keep the happy factor as high as possible. And I got to tell you, when you save a life, it is so rewarding. You know, I love it. You know, I find something wrong, I save their life, I, you know, refer them where they need to go, they get what needs to be done. I'm really proud of the piece of paper, you know, that helped make the path go, because unfortunately I'm a paper doctor. You know, I have to fill out pieces of paper, prescriptions and referrals, you know, but the fact that I could find something wrong, it's rewarding. But what happens when the patient that you really, really like and you've really gotten close to dies? Do we doctors take that home? Do we doctors feel that? We do. I know you guys like to think we're, you know, stoic, super, you know, superheroes. And, you know, we are superheroes, but we're not very stoic. You know, we do. We feel that. It stinks. You know, one of my patients died. He, there was an accident on the side of the road. He was talking to his mom. And he goes, you know, I got to go help these people, because he was one of the first ones on site. So he pulls over his car. He gets out of the car. As he gets out of the car, somebody on the freeway kills him. And, you know, he was just opening up his door to help. And it was on an off ramp, and I guess the other guy didn't see him. You know, and you know, when my patient, I just spoken to him, you know, earlier that week. I was bawling. You know, when you lose your patients, and a doctor gets close relationships with thousands of people. You know, you have relationships a lot of times, you know, with your banking clients, etc. But you don't get as close to your banking clients, to your marketing clients, to your house buyers for as many years as a doctor does. You know, even more than dentists. Dennis, you know, my dentist talks to me. He's a nice guy. But, you know, how much do I really bond with him going, while my mouth is open? You know, yet you spend time with your patients. And so, you know, we were talking about suicide rates with professions. Doctors were number one, even more than dentists, for killing themselves. And it gets to you. You really start to like your patients. And nobody in medical school says save yourself and don't like your patients. No, because if you have some feeling towards your patient, it really helps. I believe it does. Okay? I think being emotionally invested in that patient and wanting them to live helps. I don't want to look at a patient as a chart. So it does. It gets to you. And oncologists, bless their hearts, they're dealing with people who die of cancer. Kids, older people, etc. I had an 80-year-old patient die on me when I was in training. I had found his cancer. He had two. He had never needed to see a doctor his whole life. All of a sudden, he sees me and he dies of cancer. So I felt bad. You know, I even asked the doctor, "Go, should he have not have seen me?" You know, I mean, maybe just knowing he had.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, we have an iPhone app and an Android app. Don't forget to download those. We've got a lot of cool stuff coming around the bend. Want to make sure you guys get all the information you need. As you can see, this show gives you just loads and loads and loads of information. Yeah, you're really learning a lot, aren't you? All right. But, you know, sometimes the show actually does teach you something. So if you ever feel like, you know, sifting through tons and tons and tons and tons of podcasts until you do finally learn something, we're going to be getting something set up where you can very easily access and subscribe to Dr. Dahlia Show podcast. Okay? Pretty good, pretty fun. I think it is. I'm pretty excited. I know. I better step up my game. All right. Now, how many of you out there met somebody online? And did it work for you or did it not work for you? All right. Everybody I know that met their partner online, that got married, said it worked for them because obviously they got married. And I don't know what the percentage is, right, of how many of these meetups are successful, but we have a study right now that says that couples who usually meet in cyberspace are more likely to break up than those who met the old-fashioned way. I don't know if I'd like to know how long these couples were going out together. It's a new study here in America that was exploring whether breakup rates for both marital and non-marital relationships differed depending on whether the couple first met online. So the article is called, Is Online Better Than Offline for Meeting Partners? All right, and then I guess it depends, are you looking to marry or to date? So they say additional factors besides the meeting venue could also predict whether a couple would stay together or break up, according to the author of the study. And it may differ from marital versus non-marital, etc. Now, the findings are reported in an article called Cyber Psychology, Behavior, and Social Networking. And I guess this study looks at why maybe the intimacy needs to start from love at first sight, as opposed to internet. Now, I don't know about this because this is very, very different, this whole internet thing, especially for those of us, you know, met people at a dance, you know, while listening to Def Leppard or Depeche Mode, and then, you know, would see somebody across the room. And 80s music was, like, really, really helpful with the whole lovey-dovey. I don't know how people in the 70s hooked up because I don't understand a lot of the whole discotheque-type songs like The Bump and The Hustle and The Disco Duck. How do you hook up with anybody, you know, doing The Disco Duck? You know, although I did think the fifth of Beethoven song was pretty cool. But in the 80s, you know, the music helped. You had the school dance. Right, you'd see somebody, they'd be all cute, you know. Nobody would really, you know, well, nobody. I mean, some of us had problems probably hooking up, but you know, you had to meet the person, you had to see the person. There was touching, a lot of touching, All right, there were penny savers and ads in the paper for people to meet, and we were nervous about those. I'm kind of nervous. You know, you don't want to, you know, what's wrong with that person if he has to, you know, be in the penny saver trying to find somebody. But then, okay, the internet opened up a whole new world of dating. And a lot of us thought it was safer. A safer way to date. Not so much safer in terms of not getting assaulted, because boy, did that happen as people hooked up with people they met online. And there are a lot of predators out there. But safer in terms of you didn't have to deal with the rejection in person. Okay? When I think back to my love life, all right, and it's really muddled, all right? But when I think back to that, I remember, I try not to, but I remember some of the turndowns, and boy, were they rough, you know? And you're just out there in the middle of a hallway or wherever you were, you know, when that turndown happened, and it's frustrating. Yet online, all you have to do is exit out. Okay, you got turned down, nobody witnessed it, nobody saw it, no big deal. I could move on to the next window. And it's a safer way to flirt. You could flirt and see if somebody bites. You know, one of you had asked me, how do you ask somebody how to date, you know, online, or that you like? And, you know, I, you know, how do you bring it up? It's a friend of yours on Facebook. You've been friends for a long time. You kind of want to take it to the next step. How do you do that? And I said, you got to be careful, because, you know, sometimes we women, we love knowing that there's no sex in the air. You know, that's why we do so well having gay guy friends. All right, I had tons of gay guy friends because it took the whole sex thing out of it. I could cuddle up, snuggle up, and watch TV with them. I could go shopping with them. I could adjust my bra strap, and I could be normal. And gay men were more fun to hang out with, still are, than women, because a lot of women, my girlfriends, would have ulterior motives. Okay? A lot of girls would only hang out with me so I could be their wingman. I hated being my friend's wingman. Well, I don't want to go alone. I don't want to walk alone. I don't want to go alone, so you need to be there. Okay? And you need to stand next to me so I look good. I'm like, what? Really? Oh, I hated that. You know, so a lot of my girlfriends weren't really hanging out with me to hang out with me. They were using me. You know, I have a good-looking brother. You know, I have good-looking guy friends, etc. Well, of course I have good-looking guy friends. They're gay. You know, no, they're not gay. I'll change them. No, they're gay. And they're my friends, so don't try to hit on them, because they're my buddies. So having sex out of the equation is kind of nice, okay? You can just kind of relax, etc. You know, then you get married, and sex is always in the equation. Sex is in the equation. You have a sexual quotient. It's in the fractions. It's in the modifiers. It's on the graph. There's always sex. So finally, you just have to tell your husband, okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to eat dinner, and we're going to watch TV, and we're not going to have sex. Huh? What? Then why did I get married? What's the point? Okay, and then you have to have that whole thing. Okay, but where were we going? Okay, oh, yeah. So if you're on Facebook and there's a person you like, I would not hit on them per se, but what I would do is, if there's like a big event, right, big Facebook event that people are going to, big event, I don't know, you know, that's Greek food festival, whatever, say, I'm going to go there. If you're going there, find me. I'd love to meet you in person. You see? No date, no sex. You see how easy that is? Now, she could still say, oh, wait a second, whoa, he could still kill me. Okay, yeah, she can say that. We always think guys want to kill us. We always do, because a lot of us drive men to that, believe it or not. But anyway, what I would do is, don't even act like you want to meet her for a date. But if there is something going on, say, look, I'm going to be there. It'd be totally cool to meet in person. Something very, very low key. If she bites, great. If she doesn't, well, I don't want her biting, because then that totally ruins the theory I had on how women don't really want sex and the issue immediately. But that's a whole other issue. Okay, so couples hooking up online. Is it better? Is it worse? Everybody I know that found their loved one on their betrothed, they met them online, kind of checked each other out, then they met, they've been happily ever after. There is a way to meet with somebody, because nowadays we are communicating more on internet, on social media. We are communicating more, divulging so much more. I never used to tell people when I would go and get my pap smear. Now, I immediately tweet it and text it while I'm in the stirrups. Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all the other stuff that's out there has allowed us and empowered us to communicate everything, even if nobody wants to hear the stuff. And so there could even be a better chance at knowing who you really have based on that. But still, there's nothing like looking at the person. You know, animals, they sniff each other. They nub heads. They like my dogs and cats, they sniff each other's butts. Sometimes that's really important. Not that I want you to sniff each other's butts, but you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you do need to use all the senses, and unfortunately the internet stops that. All right, guys, great day. All right, have a great rest of the weekend. Talk to you on Monday.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.